This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, Carla Faith is now sentenced to serve 6 years behind bars for various child abuse charges from the daycare center she ran. At the sentencing today, the judge heard from victims' families, including multiple parents, speaking about their children experiencing visible signs of abuse, bite marks, diaper rashes, and some even reported their children becoming aggressive towards adults. Faith was sentenced to 6 years in prison for attempting to influence a public servant. She was also sentenced to 10 months for each of the 26 counts of child abuse. However, that sentence will run concurrent with the attempt to influence a public service count. That charge stems from the 2019 incident when Colorado Springs police officers executed a welfare check at one of her daycares and discovered nearly 30 children behind a false wall in the basement. In other news, confirmation on the remains in Florida in that preserve where authorities are searching for the boyfriend of Gabby Patino, a person of interest in her disappearance. The FBI says utilizing dental records is now confirming that the human remains found in the park adjacent to the wildlife reserve are those of Brian Laundrie. He died, and how he died is not yet clear. The coroner said the identity of the remains could have taken days, but within about 24 hours of the identification, because of the dental records, the identification was made. Near his remains, a bag, a notebook were found. It's unclear if anything in that notebook will shed light on this case. Well, if you see some smoke over Teller County, don't worry. We received notice that the Forest Service is planning controlled burns over the next 4 or more days. That'll be happening in the Lake George area. Smoke will be visible in Teller County. Weekless jobless claims are down. The Labor Department reports 290,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's 6,000 fewer than the previous week revised total and not far off from what most analysts were expecting. In other news, there may be a dispute between the Colorado Springs police brass and the employees on the mask mandate. The Gazette reports the police department requiring unvaccinated employees to wear a mask while on the job. Those who've gotten the COVID-19 shot but go off mask could be disciplined. Around 150 workers want Colorado Springs Police Department leadership to provide scientific basis for why they have been chosen between revealing personal information or be discriminated against. The mask policy was put in place last month. And finally, all the way down the script, the Rolling Stones have announced their final show of their No Filter tour. Let's get more from Michael Kastner.
The band's last show this tour will be November 23rd in Hollywood, Florida at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel. The venue has a maximum seating capacity of just 7,000 fans, making it the smallest venue on the tour. Tickets for the show are on sale now. This has been the first tour in Stone's history without drummer Charlie Watts. He died just before the start of the tour. Steve Jordan stepped in when it was clear Watts would be too ill. I'm Michael Kastner.
So far, it's been a pretty cloudy Thursday out there, but we'll turn mostly clear overnight with Colorado Springs getting down to 35 degrees, 36 in Pueblo. No chance of any rain or snow overnight. And our Friday, sunny skies through the morning with a couple afternoon clouds, but again, dry out there. Temps to 72 in Colorado Springs, 76 in Pueblo, well above average for this time of the year. And our weekend staying in the high 60s, low 70s, a little cloudy on Saturday, but nice and sunny on Sunday. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.